TCR Diaries for April 3rd, 2020. One podcast I listen to always and without fail is Roderick on the Line with John Roderick and Merlin Mann. They talk shop on a variety of different topics, politics, history, technology, personal stuff, whatever comes up while they're on the line. On a recent episode, there was a minor recount of when Roderick gave his baby mama a recipe from an Australian woman that he had been talking to on Twitter. For whatever reason, that struck a nerve with me. Probably because I've had bad experiences with people I was close to chatting with other people online. And historically, I'm horrible at relationships. And the door swings both ways. And I'm nobody's hero or role model. Anyways, me being who I am, I wanted to get Sarah's take on this Australian recipe exchange. Get a female's perspective. I put my Tascam microphone on the kitchen counter while we were making and having our dinner. She and I then discussed the ins and outs of such a scenario from our own perspectives. Please note, I didn't remember exactly what Roderick's story was, and I still don't. I'm sure there are plenty of parts I got wrong. Don't take me to court.
So one thing that John Roderick lived by himself for a long time, and he's recently moved in with his daughter and his daughter's mom.
Okay, but not his wife, his ex-wife?
I don't know the full story because I have never heard it, or they've never laid it out.
Well, maybe they didn't get married.
It sounded like they both wanted a child, but they didn't want to be like together. And so for whatever reason, before COVID, they moved in. So it wasn't a COVID thing, they just moved in.
Okay.
Together. So all three of them are living in the one house together.
Can he bring women home and stuff?
I think he gets a lot of women.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's not really his thing. But
why do you have that smirk on your face?
I think it's kind of funny. So John Roderick, he talks to a lot of people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just talks with people all the time because he's like a minor celebrity. And he's got very eccentric tastes in like clothing. Like he buys a lot of clothes from like the Goodwill and the Salvation Army. And he also makes a lot of just weird things to eat. It's just part of his personality.
Okay.
Part of who he is.
Which is why he's not married.
I'm trying not to go too far off the path, but he makes stews like all the time. Like he'll find all the leftovers in his fridge and whatever is compatible with the stew, he'll make a stew.
My dad does that. Sounds terrible.
Right. So he was talking with some lady in Australia who was also bragging about her stew, and John said, well, just send it over. And
in the mail?
No, in like a direct message or whatever.
Oh.
Like send me the recipe for your stew. So he got the recipe. I'm trying to remember the story. He got the recipe and his daughter's mom. And there's a lot of, there's trying to figure out what exactly he's supposed to call her.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a mouthful, daughter's mom.
His baby mama.
That's what he's kind of thinking. But his daughter's not a baby anymore.
Right.
So I don't remember. The story went something like this now as far as the stew goes. He printed out or wrote out the recipe, and then the baby mama was making the stew. But the recipe wasn't like the best recipe ever because there wasn't like beef stock or something like that. So then he printed out the recipe and then gave it to her, the baby mama, to make. But then there wasn't like beef stock or something like that. So then they had a big chicken stock kind of thing. Like, apparently the baby mama, I hate saying that, didn't know that this was a recipe that John Roderick got from another lady in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like that the baby mama was kind of upset then that John was talking with some lady in Australia and that she gave John a recipe and now the lady was making the recipe for them for a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she was kind of annoyed with it. And
well,
John's
then
like...
Then she likes him.
Huh?
Then she likes him.
Right. That's the the thing that I think that Roderick wasn't picking up on is that she's seeing the three of them living there as a family reunion. You know, that's like their whatever you want to call that. Does that make sense? But he wasn't picking up on that at all. Like, well, your mom, she's got some kind of feelings for you or something.
Yeah.
She's got a little jealousy creeping in on this whole situation. Now, I can see it from John's point of view. It's not a big thing. He talks to all kinds of people on Twitter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big thing for him to get a recipe from some lady in Australia. And then what I probably would have done was said beforehand, this is a lady, or this is a recipe for stew I got from a lady in Australia, before giving the card to you to make the stew.
Right. Make me this other woman's cooking.
I know.
But still, like, if she didn't have feelings for him, like, I wouldn't be offended if my kids came to me and was like, oh, you know, Joey's mom makes this, you know, can you make it? I wouldn't have been offended, you know. Now, if you told me, you're like, oh, so-and-so made this, I'd be like, what the, you know.
So that would spark something in you, then?
Yes. Why?
Why? Why, what?
Why
am I asking?
Yeah.
Just, it's purely conversational.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But, and I would totally expect most women would have something they would be like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think now, if someone gave you a recipe and then you gave it to me, and I think for me, the only time that I would feel kind of about it is if I learned about it after the fact. Mm-hmm. But I think if it was just straight up front beforehand, then it wouldn't be as big of a deal.
I think it would be a big deal.
You think it would be?
Yeah. If you were like, so I've been talking to this woman online, and here's a recipe that she gave me for you to make, I'd be like, you can fucking make it yourself. I'm not doing this.
Right. Yeah, if it came
that's part of it too. Like, if he had made it himself and with some other lady's recipe, that in itself is something. But then to have another woman make a different woman's recipe.
The one that you've had a child with? Regardless of that relationship dynamic?
Well, they shouldn't have lived together, though, if she has feelings for him.
Yeah. Merlin was saying to her, he was kind of giving John a hard time. He's like, so are you going to dress her up in Australian clothes next time? You know? I think another part that you just mentioned, too, that was critical is, it'd be one thing if it was a opposite sex co-worker that you worked with that gave you a recipe, but if you're talking online with someone in Australia, a lady in Australia, you're having this conversation then. Yeah, and now it's coming out into the physical world because you're making food, you know, from a recipe that this lady,
to share an experience with this lady that you're talking to online.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
So then to make matters worse is that because there wasn't any beef stock or whatever, John was tasting the stock.
It tasted terrible.
It didn't taste good. And so then
you made this other woman's recipe and you screwed it up.
Right. And then he grabs a bottle of wine and then just dumps a bunch of wine in the stew. And
ooh,
you can do that.
With white wine or red
wine? A red wine. But then
with chicken stock, that's gross.
Well, I don't know what. I can't remember the exact details.
Okay.
But then she was like furious that, you know, it's some other lady's recipe for beef stew. John just comes in and ruins it by just dumping wine into it. And then she was just like, she was done. Mm-hmm.
So is he still living there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They gotta get that straightened out.
Well, now they're in COVID lockdown kind of a thing.
Does that look good?
All right, this is the first time I've ever done anything.
Okay.
Like this, do you want more?
It's good.
I had to film it. Okay.
Aren't these bowls good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like your stuff like this. Do you want a spoon or a fork?
I'll be good with a spoon. Thank you. You know, I'm sure Yeah. They're napkins. We're in the middle of a COVID crisis. You cannot throw away excess napkins. What happens if people start hoarding napkins?
Nobody uses
them.
Come on, you get those napkins.
They're perfectly fine.
I'll get the regular
napkins. They're perfectly fine. Huh?
It's like saving ketchup packets.
I don't ever save ketchup packets.
Napkins are the first step.
Napkins are the first step?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want anything else?
Mm-mm. This is fine.
You don't have to like it.
Okay.
So you probably will.
I mean, you can't go wrong with, like, cheese, you know?
Is it too salty?
No, it's good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Did you add salt to it?
Mm-hmm. I added salt to the rice, and then I wasn't thinking, and then I added salt to the vegetables when I was steaming them, and mm-hmm. I was worried it was too much rice, or too much salt. So do you think, back to Roddick's story, if you were in that situation, would you, once you found out that it was another lady from Australia that John met online, that when you found out that it was her recipe,
mm-hmm.
would you try to hold it together for a mm-hmm. few minutes and then break,
yeah.
and just come apart later?
Uh-huh.
Or would you come apart right
now? I would be like, oh, and then I'd be telling myself, it's not a big deal, it's not a big deal. And then like 3 days later, I would have this burning resentment. And start answering with one word answers. And then finally I'd break down and be like, you know what?
Out of all of that, what was the worst part? Was it that she was online? Was it because he didn't tell her where the recipe came from? Was it because she was Australian?
Yeah, that was it.
Or is it the combination of all of those things that makes it too much?
Mm. And then he altered her cooking, too. But if, you know, it probably did taste bad. If she used chicken stock. Mm. It probably would be like a woman online and not telling you. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I've always found people that were online to make me a lot more anxious. Not me talking, but... You know, the other person talking to someone online makes me a lot more anxious
mm-hmm.
than if they were talking to him in person.
Mm-hmm.
Because online, that can happen at any time. Whereas in person, you only see them at certain things. You see them only at work, or you see them
mm-hmm.
only at wherever. But the online thing is just, it's like...
It's more of a controlled environment when you see them in person. And there's consequences for your actions in real life. And I feel like, I mean, one, if she's in Australia, then their schedules are opposite. So somebody's talking to somebody at night, which first of all, I think is not good. Because I think talking to somebody at night is different than talking to somebody during the day. So first of all, they're talking at night. And then you're writing. And to me, that's more of like an emotional connection to
it's
write things
intimate.
Down. Yeah. And then the third problem...
There's a whole list of problems here.
Keep on.
I think you can say things online and not have consequences to your actions where you couldn't say things in real life because you were like, oh, well, what if so-and-so bumped into this person at the grocery store or whatever? You know what I mean? Or you know the same people or
right.
you do work together or whatever. I just think it's a slippery slope.
It's pure fucking ice.
Yep.
Do you want some more of this?
Sure.
I did not get this recipe from anyone.
You're not setting me up.
This is all a ruse because I...
No, I knew that you threw this together.
Huh?
I knew that you threw this together.
How did you know?
Because we have these old vegetables in the fridge and we have rice and stuff. I didn't think that this was like...
This is an heirloom.
No. I knew this wasn't somebody's secret family recipe.
I think men can definitely I'm a lot more, definitely be a lot more insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like in Roderick's case, just my two cents is that he's being more obtuse than intentionally insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just, well, we're not married, you know, kind of thing. I talk to people all the time.
Are they sleeping together?
I think they have separate rooms.
Mm-hmm. See, that's part of it too. Like if they're sleeping together, then that's a problem.
Yeah, but they're, as far as I know from what they say on their show, is that it's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
They have a shared bond because they've had a child together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like they're dating or sleeping in the same room or anything like that.
Well, why would she expect him to go, Patty?
Why would you expect them to be a family? Good boy.
I don't know if she does or not, but that was my first thought.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound mean or whatever, but I think that I've never thought that men and women could have a platonic relationship
mm-hmm.
after they've been intimate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they can go back to being friends. I think that if there is some kind of emotional bond, one person will want more out of the relationship than the other one does. Mm-hmm. I think that's just what happens. And I'm not saying maybe it, as a rule, you know, that it always does, but I think overall it seems to be the thing.
Friendship falls apart in one way or another.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I imagine with the COVID-19 thing going on, and John's there and her daughter's there, she feels secure and safe because she has a little family unit.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my guess. Part of me at first was thinking she doesn't have the right to feel upset because they're not dating, you mm-hmm. know, they're not a couple. Like I was thinking, would I be upset if Lee and I were living together as roommates and then
mm-hmm.
I was making something, a recipe for, then I would say I wouldn't be in that situation.
I'm like, where are you going with this?
But I do think it was somewhat just intensive just not to say something right away.
Uh-huh.
I mean, regardless if people don't like surprises like that. You know, that does, uh-huh. I don't think that they do. Like, then you're not giving someone the chance almost, too. I was thinking, like, if she didn't like it, the notion that John was messaging with some lady in Australia and she gave him a family recipe or whatever, a stew recipe. If she didn't want to make it or didn't like the whole idea of it, and he told her beforehand, she could just say, I'm not comfortable with this, you know, I'm not doing this kind mm-hmm. of thing. But then after you tell someone after the fact and they've already done all of it, then it's like they don't have a way to back out of it because now they're in the midst of all of this stuff that they wouldn't have did in the first place, I guess. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Yeah,
he's listening.
What are you doing? You look guilty. What are you doing?
What are you thinking?
See, that wasn't bad for a COVID.
Mm-hmm. Pantry put together dinner. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Casserole.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty quick and easy and it tasted fairly good because it did have cheese in it. Mm-hmm. You know. I mean, if the rice was cooked better, it would taste better. Or just feel better in the mouth?
I think it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Would you eat it again?
Mm-hmm.